Russ could probably tell you about his experience with the internet and the media. And without further ado,
I'm the Rod Keller. I'm the publisher of All About Religion, That Scientology Week in Review. It's a free newsletter. If you give me your email address on a card, or you can just send me an email, I'll be glad to add you to the list. It comes out every week. And it basically just summarizes the events that happened in Scientology that I can find, at least that week. But I'd like to speak a little bit about how the internet has injected itself into the media process. In the old paradigm, the individual subscribed to media through subscriptions to magazines, watching television, and in return, they watched the advertisements, they paid the subscription fees, and that was basically the status of the relationships. The internet really has injected itself in a number of ways into that and formed it into a triangle where each one feeds off the other. I'm sure that you've all seen like the URLs on TV, magazines, radio, and basically none of those URLs have anything to do with cult information. I'd have to say that every site that has any cult information in it has been created by an individual and not by a media corporation. A child of 12 can create a more important anti-cult website than the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Boston Globe put together. Really, it's individuals that do that. Some of the individuals in Scientology that have created sites, Andreas Heldal-Lund in Norway, Dave Turetsky in Pittsburgh, Charlotte Cates will be here tomorrow, I believe, Mark Dallara in Clearwater and Tampa, and Arnie Lerma is going to be here or not be here. But he's been sued by Scientology and also has an extensive website. And these are not organizational websites, they're individuals. And I think that the ability of an individual to make an impact like that is something that is new to this whole media thing. Individuals also make up internet discussion groups. They share personal stories, opinions, very often arguments. We're known for that. But also media articles, and that's something that's being spread across the world like never before. Articles from obscure publications, articles from one area of the world. The recent case in Providence, a dentist was sued for alleged religious discrimination. The Providence Journal is not widely read outside of Providence, I don't think, but really people across the world were able to find out about that. And the recent indictment in Spain.
So you can take your questions for later.
And the recent articles in Spain.
And
I think the media is also being spread through my newsletter to some extent. We can review. I think the internet has also had an impact on the media itself. I have here actually a master's thesis. Leslie Wells, an internet participant, reporting on the change in the reporting of the sacred scriptures in different newspaper articles, and how the appearance of internet sites and postings of the sacred scriptures has really changed the focus of the media from, in this case, Scientology, a religious group, to Scientology. Nearly every Wire article, nearly every newspaper article now mentions some of the upper-level materials, and that's really individuals on the internet affecting the news organizations rather than the news organizations telling people what they should be interested in. I think that's really a reversal that the internet is causing. And it's also a research tool for journalists. 2 days or 2 weeks on the internet can really replace what used to take years of research and compiling and interviewing. Hearing people's stories, getting in touch with people has really become much simpler for any reporter that cannot afford to spend a year researching a cult group or an organization, can now get on the internet and do that work very quickly. It's been a tremendous help. So I probably talked too fast, so that's probably all I have to say about that. But if you give me a card or drop me a note, I'd be glad to add you to the mailing list. There's about 600 people now on that mailing list. It's archived on two web pages and posted weekly to three internet groups. That's So I don't know the exact readership, but I think it's pretty big for such a newsletter of such particular interest.
Okay, thank you.